On regional radio, we're joined by State Earthquake Program Manager Jeff Briggs ahead of the annual shakeout drill, October 17th at 10:17. So, Jeff, what is this?
Well, it's an annual earthquake drill we do, and it's a really big deal because it just teaches people the very simple step to take if they're ever in an earthquake and they feel shaking, and that is to drop, cover, and hold on. Drop to the ground before the shaking knocks you down. Cover yourself up any way you can. Get under a sturdy desk or table if you can. Cover your head with your hands and your arms just to make sure no debris falls on you. And then hold on to whatever is covering you until the shaking stops. So every year we do this shakeout drill to teach everybody about drop, cover, and hold on. We expect to have over 500,000 people participate just in Missouri this year, and it's coming up. So we want everybody to sign up and play along with us.
And is everybody welcome to participate? How does that work?
Anybody is welcome and encouraged to participate. You know, the biggest earthquake risk we have is the New Madrid seismic zone, which is the largest active seismic zone in the U.S. east of the Rocky Mountains. So although people in southeast Missouri are most directly touched by that zone, big earthquakes in that area will be felt statewide, including very much in north central Missouri where your listeners are. So we want everybody to participate, because if a big earthquake happens again, and the scientists say it will one of these days, everybody's going to feel the shaking, and we want everybody to know what to do.
We're talking to State Earthquake Program Manager Jeff Briggs with us on Quix Radio and CentralMoInfo.com. Shakeout drill October 17th at 10:17. Let's now just step back a bit broadly and just talk general earthquake stuff as we do with you annually. This goes back to the shakeout drill a little bit, but how does one prepare for an earthquake?
Well, the key is, unfortunately, with earthquakes, it's a unique thing among natural disasters. The scientists, the experts, have not figured out a way to predict when an earthquake is going to happen, so it's going to happen with no warning. We've gotten pretty good in recent years about giving people a few minutes a heads up when a tornado is coming. You get an alert typically. You know to seek shelter. We know when winter weather is coming. We know when it's raining and the floodwaters are rising. We have time to prepare for all of those disasters, but earthquakes are unique. We have no time to prepare. The shaking is going to start, and you're going to do whatever you're normally doing. That's why the shakeout drill is so important. You've got to know about drop, cover, hold on before you're stuck in an earthquake. The other thing to keep in mind is that there are some things you can do now to prepare for an earthquake to minimize the chances that you're going to get hurt by falling debris. If you look around your house, your school, your workplace, you see things that are unsecured that might fall on you. Maybe a big old wobbly bookcase. Maybe one that's blocking a door, an exit door. Maybe there's a heavy object on a tall shelf. You can secure those things, or you can move those things now. And that way, when you are caught in an earthquake, you're going to be much safer. So we talk about not only drop, cover, hold on when it happens, we really also want to emphasize preparedness before the event.
And what should someone do after an earthquake?
Well, if you've dropped, covered, and held on, then hopefully you're uninjured and you're good. So once the shaking stops and you're sure it's stopped, then you can get out from whatever is protecting you and look around. See what's safe. Do you smell gas? If so, you want to get outside. Is someone injured? If so, you may need to call 911, but only in an emergency, because 911 is going to be overwhelmed after an emergency. The other thing to keep in mind after the shaking is over is that another unfortunate reality of earthquakes, it is the only natural disaster that we know is going to happen more than once. Every time there's a big earthquake, there are always aftershocks, and lots of them. It could be days or even weeks. We're going to have to get ready for more shakers, and we're going to have to get ready to drop, cover, hold on, and seek safe shelter again and again and again, because we've got to be aware that shaking never happens just once when there's a big earthquake.
State Earthquake Program Manager Jeff Briggs on Regional Radio Shakeout Drill October 17th at 10:17. We appreciate you joining us again this year and taking us through all the important steps to know for earthquake preparedness, Jeff.
Eric, thank you very much. Everybody go to shakeout.org and sign up.